This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Over the last few days, people in southwestern Mexico took matters into their own hands and temporarily, at least, pushed out members of a powerful drug cartel from their community. It is a fluid situation involving what is a kind of vigilante movement in the Mexican state of Michoacán. Tracking some of the economic implications here is Univision anchorman Leon Krause, who, since we last spoke, has also become host of Open Source on the new Fusion TV network. Leon, great to hear your voice.
Always a pleasure, David.
So these vigilante groups, the cartels, and the Mexican security forces, they're now part of this mix.
That's exactly right, because Michoacán is the ideal state for narco-trafficking. It has one of Mexico's main ports, distribution routes. It's a booming agricultural business, so it's hotly contested, and it sadly makes sense.
Yeah, that there's some sort of twisted logic to the whole thing, some economic sense in a weird way. Now, tell me about the economic context within which this is playing out. You said there are significant agricultural interests in this region.
Absolutely. Let me give you one example. Michoacán is the world's number one producer of avocados. We are talking around 1.1 million tons of the stuff every year. It really is a tragedy, especially because after NAFTA, Michoacán's avocado producers became real first world competitors. It was a great success story. It still is, but it's being threatened by this violence.
Not just avocados. They do some mining in the area. There's iron ore production.
There is. There is a great tradition of mining, great lemon producers. So it's a tragedy on many fronts for Michoacán, and the economy, mining, agriculture is being severely affected, and it could even affect the United States with this, the importance of avocados as a product here, no?
No, that makes sense. Now, where do we stand as we're talking? To some extent, this sounds like it's a fluid situation.
It is a fluid situation, and it's a very dangerous one. It's basically a micro-civil war going on in Michoacán. The cartels have become sort of a parallel state within the state, and that's just intolerable for any government. And this isn't happening all over Mexico. Violence is still focalized, but where there is violence, there really is violence, David.
Mm. Univision's Leon Krause is also host of Fusion TV's show Open Source. Leon, thank you.
My pleasure, David.